This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Lauren Uran is here today recovering from the annual enrollment period, as they all are at MediConnect. Thousands upon thousands of people reached out, and they helped each and every one of them. And hey, 888-818-6334. We have people manning the phones right now, even though it's over. If you have any questions, feel free. Give them a call. Set up an appointment if need be. Never a cost for that. But also, we're going to give you an opportunity in the final three segments or so, if you have any follow-up questions that you want to ask Lauren, since that enrollment period has come or gone, and what lies ahead with that next open enrollment period that we'll talk about in a little bit as we begin 2026, 866-391-1020. So the Inside Connection is back. Here we are, Christmas right around the bend, Hanukkah wrapping up tomorrow, Kwanzaa, it's the time of year to celebrate, but do you have any energy left to celebrate? That's the question.
So very much, I mean, we were just talking, you know, on before we went on air about, you know, when you live in that annual enrollment period. This is my 15th annual enrollment period. 15th that I just completed, so you don't have time to holiday shop during annual enrollment period. So again, I'm a little bit more behind than maybe even years past. So as soon as we get off air today, that's what my focus is for the rest of the weekend. But yeah, it's, you know, I feel like I need an extra coffee before I head out today or something, because
what would we do without coffee?
I love my coffee. I drink black coffee. I have for years, since I was about 16. Like that's my, ask anybody in the office, what am I walking around with all day long, is just a cup of coffee. So
I know a lot of people. Jessica Fester was here earlier today. I have an uncle that drank coffee black. Mr. Diagardi of Rome Monument, one of my dear friends, he too. I mean, so many people I know, I've not done that. So maybe I need to try that.
Yeah, my dad's side, like when I was growing up, they all would. So we'd have like a birthday party celebration. So when I was little, like not little, but you know, like a teenager or whatever, I'd take a little bit of the icing from the cake and pop it in as like creamer and sugar, you know.
Nice.
Try it out that way, and then I watched everybody else drink it black, so that's what I got an acquired taste for.
People
so.
That love coffee, who know coffee, even the people that I've run into at Starbucks on a regular basis, they say if you really want to get the flavor of coffee, you gotta drink it black. And I'm like, sweet and low, no, just black.
And it's not, I mean, I'm not saying it's great for you, but it's not, you know what I mean? I'm not putting anything in there.
No.
So it's the one thing I do that's right.
Listen, I gotta tell you, and it goes back to being a kid growing up, my grandmother always had the Maxwell House coffee on. Mm-hmm. When you'd come in, my mom, dad, you want a cup of coffee, they'd have coffee. And as we got older, and I'm not saying try this at home, and didn't let my kids do it, but now they've all grown up, and the only one that drinks coffee is my daughter. But we as kids, especially during the holidays, grandmother would be cooking. Mm-hmm. She'd give you a little cup of Maxwell House and some cookies.
That's exactly what I grew up with, too, you know, and like the birthday cake and a little bit of coffee, you know. And I stick to, my brand is Paul Newman.
Oh.
I use the Paul Newman
coffee. Yeah, yeah, so. Listen. That what they have done with that company, and by the way, all of it goes to charity.
That's what I love about it. It goes to charity, and it's like you got Paul Newman, one of my favorites, on the box. So
Newman's own.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to ask you something before we get started here, and we're going to do this date in history. And I did think of you, and forget about the political aspect because that's nonsense. I want to focus on the loss of a life, a husband and a wife. So tragic. And I go CBS tomorrow at 8:30, going to be doing a big kind of tribute to Rob Reiner. A lot of his friends who were co-stars in his movies and people that he has been a part of their life, as they have his forever, are going to pay tribute. But over the last couple of days, I've been talking about his movies, and obviously known for All in the Family and when I fell in love with him and his dad, Carl Reiner. I think the stretch he had in the 80s, I don't know if anybody will ever have that type of stretch in directing movies.
One of the things that really, you know, as I was watching footage, as they were putting up, you know, whenever somebody passes nowadays, right?
Yeah.
It's just like your news feed just blows up with their stuff. And I couldn't believe how many like little cameos he was in so many movies. And I was like, this guy was everywhere.
Wall Street, I mean,
yeah, oh my God, I was cracking up watching that one, like cracking up. But I mean, he was just, you know, in the background of some kind of, it was very Hitchcock-esque.
Yes.
You know, and yes. I was like, wow, like I was kind of like floored by that. And I wasn't thinking about that. I was like, you know, this reminds me of, you know, Hitchcock in the background, but he would just jump in, have a couple lines, but he was brilliant on film too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, wonderful.
Well, Alfred Hitchcock, a famous director, would always have himself in a cameo in the movie. Never really said anything, but Rob Reiner did the same, but he would have maybe one or two lines. But, you know, I don't know. It's just really sad, but what an incredible run. And you're maybe too young, but I'm sure you've seen many of them on television, small screen, and streaming services. I don't know if anybody will have a 10-year run like he did directing movies.
No, probably not.
All right, so let's get going. Before we get to some good information, and by the way, if you have any follow-up question about the AEP, you can give us a call, 866-391-1020, and to reach them, 888-818-6334. Let's begin with, before we get to our trivia question, this date in history.
All right, so today in 1803, the Louisiana Purchase is completed at a ceremony in New Orleans. So a couple hundred years ago, we had the Louisiana Purchase. In 1860, South Carolina becomes the first state to attempt to secede from the United States with the South Carolina Declaration of Secession. And in 1946, It's a Wonderful Life premieres at the Globe Theater in New York.
This is the day it debuted.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
I thought it was. I was really excited because coming up on Christmas, and that was the trivia of the day. So
Listen, I got to tell you, it was many, many years ago. We were at my mother's for Christmas. And my kids, I only had one at the time. And I had all my nieces and nephews, which were like my own children. And we're all in the basement. It was leading up to the holidays at my mom's house. And she's cooking and the lights and all this stuff. And she said, you guys just need to sit down and watch this movie. And I'm probably, I don't know, my mid-30s, early 30s, something like that. And I said, what movie? She goes, it'll change your life. And I'm like, come on, mama. You know, I love movies, but how good could it be? And it was, It's a Wonderful Life.
So I'm going to confess something. You're going to be disappointed in me. I've never seen it. And you know how much of a fan of the stuff that I am. And I've never seen it.
Listen, how's that possible?
I don't know. And I think I actually own it. So that's what I will do when I get a day off here before Christmas.
This is not a spoiler alert. But it has a good ending.
Okay.
So that's all I'm going to tell you. And Donna Reed, Jimmy Stewart, just Frank Capra. And when it came out, it was a complete bust at the box office.
That's what that was actually when I was doing the trivia. It had a little disclaimer after it of like, you know, to a low turnout at the box office.
It's good stuff. Okay, what else you got?
All right. So birthdays today. Peter Criss of Kiss, the drummer, turns 80. Dick Wolf, producer of Law and Order, turns 79, and Jonah Hill, the actor, turns 42.
Law and Order still on.
I love it. I Law and Order SVU is my jam. I will watch it all the time. I love it, and it's like bump bump, and I have like I can go through like the song and the words, and yeah, absolutely. That was like what I would do when I was homesick from school when I was growing up. My mom would watch it during the day, so I would if I was homesick, that's what I would watch.
That's pretty cool. All right, now let's do the trivia question. If you think you know the answer, 412-922-1020. The winner of the trivia question will get a $15 Get-Go gas card. Go ahead.
All right. So today's trivia question, in keeping with the It's a Wonderful Life theme, what fictional town serves as the setting for It's a Wonderful Life? So today's trivia question, again, what fictional town serves as the setting for It's a Wonderful Life?
All right. Listen, before we go to break, seminars are coming back. And again, they're free, but you got to reserve 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on that seminars tab. Go ahead, Lauren.
All right. So January 13th, we will be back 6 p.m. at the Cranberry Public Library on Rochester Road. January 20th. At 6 p.m. a month from now, we'll be at the Monroeville Holiday Inn and Suites on Monroeville Boulevard. And January 27th, also at 6 p.m., we'll be at the Upper St. Clair Community and Rec Center on Mayview Road. So if you're approaching 65, you know, anytime within the next year or two, great event to attend. Really going to be able to get your questions answered and learn some information about what you should be doing and planning before coming on to Medicare.
All right, coming up, Medicare after the annual enrollment period. What happens now? That's with Lauren Uran in just a couple of moments, KDK.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. K.
KDKA.
All right, again, we're going to give you an opportunity to have some follow-up questions now that the annual enrollment period is open, and we're going to get into in this segment what lies ahead, what's next. But if you have any questions, you want them answered, you can get it done right now in real time. Lauren Uran, MediConnect, the Inside Connection, 866-391-1020. Here is Linda in Greensburg. Hi, Linda. Linda. All right, do me a favor, Mike. Try to get her back on off the listening to the radio, that delay. So if she can come back full circle and not be listening to the radio, we'll get her on the air ASAP. All right, so let's get caught up here. All right, Medicare annual enrollment period ended December 7th, but that doesn't mean people are done thinking about Medicare. In fact, now comes the important transition phase. So let's talk about that a little bit. So you made the change during AEP, whether switching Medicare Advantage plans, changing Part D coverage, or moving from one carrier to another, you should be seeing things arrive in the mail. So what should be and what will be showing up, Lauren?
All right. So this year especially was a little bit different, right? Where we had a large amount of people having to change a plan because of the service area reductions. So with that being said, there's probably more people this year kind of experiencing this, you know, for the first time.
Okay.
So we have ID cards, welcome packets, evidence of coverage, pharmacy and provider directories can be coming. So I'm going to kind of break each one of those down into how that's working. Mm-hmm. So first off, new plan welcome packets. Even before you get a welcome packet or an ID card, one of the things that does come is something called an enrollment verification letter. And this is a conversation I've been having a lot because it seems that with a lot of the carriers, because of the mass amount of enrollments that happened this year, that they are behind on ID cards. So I've been having a conversation, multiple conversations every day. Hey, my ID card's not here yet. Hey, my ID card's not here yet. I know some of the carriers just started getting them in homes like Wednesday and Thursday of this week. So if your ID card isn't there yet, do not yet fear. You know, what I've been telling folks is, hey, give us a call after Christmas if you're not seeing that ID card yet, and then we can connect with the carrier at that point. But they're starting to hit homes now.
All right, so just got to be patient.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. I think we got Linda. She's not listening to the delay anymore. So, Linda, you with me?
Yes, I am.
All right, thank you for coming back. And here we go. It's you and Lauren. What's your question?
My question is, I made a horrible mistake of my years. I didn't plan for my latter years, that final phase of life. I'm concerned about somebody who didn't make, myself, didn't make plans for ever needing nursing home care. And the only income I have is Social Security.
Yeah, that's a great question, Linda. And thank you so much for calling in with that. The answer here is kind of not just Medicare, right? Because with Medicare plans, you know, there's some coverage for skilled nursing, but long-term care coverage, you know, can be what you're referring to. You know, in a personal experience with my grandparents, we had a similar situation. And what also, you kind of almost need a team of people. So you need your Medicare advisor. And then also an elder care attorney is somebody that you definitely want to talk to. Because there's different ways to go about being able to save what assets that you have, being able to protect certain assets. And then at that point, you know, if you would be in a home, there's different Medicaid eligibility levels once you've reached a certain point. So that would definitely be, you know, something we'd want to pair you up with a elder care attorney to get a little bit better answers on that.
Because I've become a fall hazard, and I'm getting a little bit of weakening. I'm only in my upper 60s, which is scary. And I'm thinking that maybe I'll be getting to a day where I'll be in one of those facilities, and the only way I'll be able to pay anything is the Social Security. And I hope that. Is there something always available for someone who doesn't have the money?
Yeah, so it would be medical assistance through the state would help take care of that for you, as well as we'd want, you know, with the Medicare plans, there's different plans that can wrap around when you're eligible for Medicare and Medicaid that can give you a little bit extra benefits while you're there. And again, elder care attorneys are a great way to kind of help plan for that, if you hadn't done the planning prior, so they can sit down with you and sort of look at your situation. Everybody's situation is a little bit different, but my grandparents, for example, they were up in their late 80s when they got into a home. So they had a little bit of money in the bank, and it was on a spend down to hit a Medicaid limit at that point. And then once they did that, home had to take them You know, once they had paid what they had in savings, the home would have to take them on a Medicaid basis. So again, it's a little bit separate from Medicare, but it's going to be the state that picks up and helps you with that.
Yeah, you need a good elder law attorney. Obviously, they have them at their disposal. I host that show with Zachariah Brown Brakovich. So just reach out to an elder law firm and they'll get you everything you need. That's Medicaid. And there is help out there, Linda. So definitely you need to seek it because there is help out there.
And it's never too late. Never too late to sit down and talk to them, but they're going to be smarter about what to do with the money that you have and getting you to the place that you need to be able to take some of that assistance.
All right, so let's pick up our second segment here. We were talking about what lies ahead now that AEP is over. Pharmacy and provider directories. Let's talk about that. Things are on the way.
Yeah. So a lot of folks, they want a copy of the pharmacy and provider directory. They want a copy of something that's called the evidence of coverage. So oftentimes in an appointment, and I think, Rob, we looked at a plan even when you and I did your review.
Yes.
There's something called the summary of benefits. That's what we're required to kind of go over the most common co-pays and co-insurances on the plan. But there is another book. It's called the evidence of coverage. It's a couple hundred page document, and it goes through everything the plan covers and how the plan covers it. So if you do want a copy of that nowadays, you do need to call the carrier and request that because they can send you a printed copy. We have access to virtual PDF files as well that we can get over to you. And the carrier also will get that PDF to you. Same with the provider directory. So back in the day, we used to get these big books. I had a book when I worked for one of the carriers about
Medicare and you.
Oh, no, not Medicare and you. It was a provider directory for the whole state of Pennsylvania. And one year they sent them to my house, okay? Because I used to have to distribute them to the agents. I'm talking about 35 cases, and they sent the wrong county, Rob, and they wouldn't take them back.
We're talking War and Peace, right? All right, listen, we're going to come back. When we do come back, we're going to talk about January 1st, and you must use your new planned ID card, your new plan's ID card. So what happens next? We're filling you in today on this week's edition of The Inside Connection. You can reach them now at 888-818-6334. We have advisors standing by until 12 noon. Lauren Uran and your Pratt Pack. The Inside Connection continues on KDK in a couple of moments.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Community we call home, Pittsburgh. A winner of that trivia question gets a $15 Get Go gas card, and I'm sure everybody knows the answer, but for the sake of sticking to the script, here we go.
I didn't know the answer, Rob.
Oh, come on. That's right, 'cause you've never
I've never seen it.
Listen, a person that could be working right now as a host on Turner Classic Movies.
I know.
And probably make more money than our dear friend Brian's paying you because you're that good. You've never seen It's a Wonderful Life.
Never seen it. I know. It's disappointing, isn't it? I'm disappointed in myself.
You're going to watch it, then you're going to text me. You and Jeff are going to text me.
I will. Well, I don't know if I can. I made him go to the theaters to watch Casablanca when it was re-released in theaters.
Did he sit for the whole thing?
Somehow, yes, but it's not like, I mean, and I've had to watch Top Gun, whichever new one with Tom, like he bought it on my television when we were, like, before we lived together, and I've had to watch that stupid movie like 70 times, and he won't sit through a classic movie, so.
Listen, I absolutely, Ingrid Bergman, Claude Rains, Humphrey Bogart, truly one of the greatest movies of all time.
Favorite. Oh, yeah. Absolute favorite. But
go ahead.
All right. So our answer, what fictional town serves as a setting for It's a Wonderful Life? And the answer is Bedford Falls.
Congratulations. Okay. Anybody out there has any questions now that the annual enrollment period has come and gone? Give us a call, 866-391-1020. If you want to set up an appointment, no charge for the services or any question, call now. 888-818-6334. We'll go over the seminars, which are back, where they're going to be coming up. But let's get back to talking about what now lies ahead that the AEP has done. What's next? And we were just talking going into the break about some reminders heading into January 1st, like your new plan's ID card.
Right. So plan ID cards, again, seem to be a little bit behind where they were in years past, but they're on their way. So we've had a lot of clients calling into us, into my client department, right, our client experience department here at MediConnect. And they're saying, hey, you know, my ID card's not here yet. What should I do? So I've been saying to people, we've just seen a lot of them hitting homes like midweek.
And we were just saying about you got to be patient.
Right. And here's the thing. Maybe, you know, it's not like you sign up and this ID card is created, right? I worked for the carriers. So like the general way this process works is that you know, an enrollment form is submitted to the carrier by us, right? They process that. And then when they process that, they have to submit that to Medicare CMS. And there's a whole system and separate vendors to do that. And then it has to come back approved by CMS or Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the federal government. So again, let's say, like, you know, by the time they get the application submitted in and everything, they send it off to CMS on a Friday. You're waiting till Monday, Tuesday to get that approval because, you know, it's hitting the weekend. So it's not just like, hey, your enrollment form submitted and you get an ID card. All this has to on the back end be approved by Medicare. So then the carriers get these approval files from Medicare going, okay, all these people were approved. They're coming onto the plan. And then one of the reasons, like, some of the carriers wait till after December 7th to send the ID cards. What if somebody makes a few changes? So if there's a handful of people out there, hey, they enrolled with carrier X and then they saw a plan with carrier Y and they decided they wanted that one instead,
right,
or something popped up, you know, think about the money in printing and sending all these materials. So even the enrollment kits that we see, the carriers are trying to conserve and save money and keep them into your benefits instead of reprinting a bunch of ID cards, right? For people that may be canceled or won't be using them. So then this file comes to the carrier and that has to get them reported usually to a vendor that's going to print the ID card. And then that gets passed out to your home. So, you know, they always say it's 7 to 10 days for that ID card. But again, some of the carriers got into the habit of even mailing them out after the December 7th timeframe. So everybody that enrolled should have gotten a letter, which is the verification of enrollment letter. And oftentimes those are coming with your ID card. Just in case that ID card's a little bit behind, you have that ID number that you can give to your doctor, to the pharmacy when that new year begins if you don't yet have that ID card. But ID cards should be coming. So, you know, if you're not getting it around the Christmas time, a little bit after, you can give the carrier a call and inquire, hey, where's that at? They can usually see, hey, it's been sent or it hasn't, and they can reissue another copy if needed.
All right, up next, what's lying ahead for all of us now that the annual enrollment period has come and gone? January equals deductible reset season. What's that mean?
So remember back before when we had that donut hole, we always used to talk about that donut hole. You would have to hit a certain amount spent on your retail value of your medications before paying the higher prices. But now, since the removal of that donut hole, many of these plans have a medical deductible. So we had a client last January saying, hey, my plan messed up. My copay doubled. And it wasn't really that the copay doubled. It's just that the deductible reset. So now in January, you have to hit that deductible on most often tier 3, 4, or 5 medications before then going to that lower cost. So, you know, again, next year, the deductible on these plans can be as high as $615. Depends on the plan. Some are a little bit less, but they can't exceed that $615 in the deductible stage. So you could turn around into the pharmacy in January and go, oh, wow, you know, the last couple months you've been paying $60 for this medication. All of a sudden now it's $300. That is why that deductible reinstated. And also, again, if you didn't do a review, medications could have changed formulary levels and gone up in price, or gone to a deductible where they hadn't had a deductible applied to them before. And I've even had a lot of people that signed up with us like early or mid-October, you know, early on in the enrollment season, that have called in to, you know, ask some questions. Because I always say to the agents when I was training agents and to my team, hey, we spend, you know, an hour to an appointment, explain everything, and everybody like comes out the door, I'm all excited, I understand it now, you know. Couple months later when you got to go use it, wait a second, you know, they're not a licensed agent. They don't talk and breathe this every single day. So we've actually done some reviews since the 7th for people that picked a plan early on in October and then said, hey, wait, I have this question, I have that question. So again, that's okay as well. And then remember, you have the open enrollment season come January,
right,
where if you're on an Advantage plan, you can make one more change to that Advantage plan as well. So I've even had people like, you know, since the 7th, they chose a plan, something else has popped up in life, another medical issue or something like that, where they're like, hey, I need to reassess my coverage and we can do that for you in the first quarter of the year. Again, maximum out of pockets reset, Part D deductibles reset, cost sharing starts fresh. So this is normal, but sometimes it can be a surprise if you have a doctor out of network or something of that nature. So again, if you see any issues into the new year, you give us a call. And biggest thing is make sure, again, you have your ID number, even if it came in that enrollment verification letter or you got your ID card on file with the pharmacy.
All right, before we roll these seminars again, so what happens, and I'm sure it does, somebody thought, well, I could do this, and now all of a sudden they realize their copay has doubled. They've messed up. They call you. What can you do for somebody who's just messed up? And it happens.
It does happen, and it depends on the situation if you have an enrollment period or not, right? So you have the open enrollment period in the first quarter of the year, which we can make a change then. If somebody is losing employer coverage, moving, gaining or losing Medicaid or extra help, qualifying for PACE or PACENET in Pennsylvania. And then also remember, there was a big SAR, service area reduction, where plans were pulled. So there's going to be people, and I know it, as well as I know I'm standing here and talking to you, Rob, that I'm going to get some calls in January with people that went to the pharmacy and went, I don't have insurance, because they're not going to have paid attention to that notice that came in the mail. Maybe it missed them. Maybe they missed it. But there's going to be people uninsured in January. So in that case, like if your plan was pulled from the market and you don't figure that out till January or February, we still have time after that plan ends, about 63 days, to make a change for you, because that plan was terminated, or that service area reduction, your plan contract terminated with CMS moving forward. So in those situations, you know, we can help folks, but it all depends on your situation. And I always say too, if you're unhappy, you know, give us a call. There might be a way you might be eligible for PACE and PACENET and not know it. So we can talk you through some things, and kind of that's our job to investigate and see what you could be eligible for to change if you need to.
All right. What you need to do right now is run the seminars, and I'm going to tell all of you how you can sign up. They are free, but you have to sign up. Go ahead, Lauren.
All right. So we're back. Seminars. One of my favorite things besides the radio show to do, truly. I love presenting. We were talking about that a little bit earlier.
You do.
So January 13th, all these will be at 6 p.m. January 13th will be at the Cranberry Public Library on Rochester Road in Cranberry Township. January 20th will be at the Monroeville Holiday Inn and Suites on Monroeville Boulevard. And then January 27th, 6 p.m. will be at the Upper St. Clair Community and Rec Center on Mayview Road.
All right. Here's what you do. It's 888-818-6334. Call now. Say you want to be a part of one of them, or maybe even all of those seminars. There is no charge, but you do have to reserve your space, or you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the Seminars tab. One more segment, The Inside Connection. Lauren Uran today with your Pratt Pack, KDK.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, sticking to the script here, this is something that we need to talk about because it's been in the news of late. ACA, Affordable Care Act, penny update for PA. And we got a lot to discuss there with Lauren Uran as we wrap up this week's edition of The Inside Connection, brought to you by the good folks at MediConnect.
Biggest advice I can say when it comes to penny is either, you know, give us a call, give Penny a call, or if you are apt to log into your portal, like every consumer has a portal, you know, just check your premium and check your tax credits, because that was in the news and it was just so all over the place. There are still some tax credits available based upon income, but you want to make sure, again, you go in there, you update your income, and you see if there's tax credits available to you based on your income or not. Now, the one thing I will say about penny is, because of all this indecisiveness in the government with what to do for these tax credits, they have extended the penny enrollment period from the 15th to the 31st. So you still can go in and make a change to your coverage for January 1st. So like I would, you know, I'm on penny myself. So I had to like sit there and wait and assess and see what was going on before I could understand what my premium would be on these plans. So again, you have till the 31st to make that change. If you still need to take a look for January 1st effective date. And then the penny enrollment period always historically goes till January 15th. So you can still make a change up to that February 1st date. So if you don't get in there to review and you go, oh my gosh, what happened to my premium? It went way up. And you need to go in there and change your plan. You will have till January 15th to do so.
All right. So remember, 888-818-6334. That's 888-818-6334. So this open enrollment period, explain to the audience exactly what that is again.
For ACA?
Yeah.
Yeah. So during this time, it's November 1st through January 15th. Historically, typically, December 15th is the deadline for a January 1st effective, but they have extended that now till December 31st. And then January 15th is the deadline for a February 1st effective date. And you can go in and change your plan. And big things that you want to look at is if you earned more than expected, didn't update your income or change jobs during the year, you could be at the risk of losing some or all of your ACA credits when you file taxes. And we're already seeing people, you know, shocked by those repayment notices as well. So if you like underestimate your income and then it's higher, you got to pay those tax credits back, you know, in your taxes. And that's how it's always worked. So income accuracy matters a lot. And I know there's some folks out there too, where they don't know, right? Like, hey, my brother, he worked a seasonal job when he was on Penny 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So like the year before he had made a certain amount, and that's what they predicted, you know, for his income the next year. Well, that changed because it was a longer season where he was off. So his income had gone down a little bit. And I always say, you know, like if you know something's going to change, make those adjustments throughout the year so you don't get pummeled, you know, come tax season as well.
All right. So let's talk loss of tax credits warning. What's that all about?
All right. So, again, if you've earned more than expected, if you didn't update your income, if you'd updated your income, but now you don't fall below that new threshold for the tax credits because they've taken away some of the additional thresholds, some of the additional tax credits. If you change jobs during the year, again, you can be at risk of losing some or all of your tax credits when you file those taxes. And again, if you don't get in there and update your income for next year, you know, the year following when you go to do your taxes, you can end up owing a lot of money onto those taxes for those credits to repayment.
All right. Before we take our final few minutes to kind of just summarize, what are the key Affordable Care Act takeaways? What do you think?
So, you know,
a lot of people are nervous, and I get it.
Yeah, it's definitely, I feel like they made it tougher than it had to be. If you go on Penny's site, or again, you give us a call if you're a client, you can go in there and like shop, and you can just kind of pop your income in and see, hey, am I going to get a tax credit or not? Penny's site and what we do for you makes it a little bit easier to understand, but it was very like, you know, it was unclear if people below a certain income were going to like lose tax credits completely or not. And again, there's still an income guideline to that where people are getting tax credits. There was also like with the silver plans, that's where you're going to see the biggest change, like the silver plan. So there's the way Penny works is there's bronze, silver, gold, platinum. Okay. There's four different levels of plans. The silver plans were made with not just tax credits, but also the plan would kind of change based upon your income. So if your income was lower, the max out of pocket would go down. Some of your cost sharing would change. So the silver plans, if you're on a silver plan, that's the one that's going to be impacted the most. Tax credits aren't going to apply as well. You're going to see premiums spike. You're going to see the cost go up on that plan. So if you're on a silver plan and you're not, those have expired, you really want to look at a bronze or a gold plan and see, you know, what you can get for your income and see what that premium is going to look like. I mean, overall, people were seeing if they were staying on the same plan, their premium go up, you know, somewhere between 60 and 100 bucks is what I was seeing. You know, like mine went up about 70 bucks for the year or for the month for next year.
All right. So this is, I guess you could say, having a local knowledgeable team matters. Penny rules, Medicare rules, IRS rules don't always play nicely together. So you got to have somebody who's an advocate for you.
Absolutely. I always say with Penny, you kind of need a financial planner as well as a MediConnect team member.
So what people say to me all the time, they're so interesting, but what do they do when it's not an enrollment period? But I don't think people realize it really never ends because you guys are learning every day, more seminars, people have questions, they become a part of your team throughout the year, then it gets time for them to review their current benefits, things are changing in the marketplace. It really, the education never stops.
The education never stops, the planning never stops from like a management level, you know, even back at the carriers, you know, you start like going into bidding plans and all those types of things. All year round, we have the new to Medicare seminars. We always have people turning 65 or retiring or coming on to Medicare. And then you have ACA Penny. We have some indemnity products that we work with as well, like hospital indemnity products. We do events within the community. I mean, again, a lot of what Sean works towards throughout the year within our team. And, you know, there's planning for AEP starts up, you know, sooner and sooner every single year. And, you know, we take this time, too, to improve our systems and improve our tactics and improve our organization so that, you know, when that annual enrollment period comes, we're as organized and streamlined as possible.
Well, you know, it happens to me every year. You know, hey, 2 years ago, I was listening to the radio. A year ago, I was listening to radio. Boy, one of the smartest things I ever did. I wish I would have done it sooner. It always comes back to MediConnect. And you guys, from the indication of what we just went through, no signs of slowing down. You guys just continue to grow.
Yeah, I think open enrollment period is going to be massive this year. Again, you're still going to have people that didn't choose a plan. You know, not to anybody's fault, but just maybe the notice didn't come. Maybe the notice went to a wrong address. you know, I had like a tax thing one time and they put the wrong apartment number. So for 2 years, I never got a letter, you know?
Listen, when you are single like me, you look at every piece of mail. In the old days, if you had somebody in your corner, somebody you were sharing your life with, they kind of had your backup. But when you stand alone, you have to pay attention to all this stuff because you never know.
I can't tell you. Like, I'm still getting calls in. Like, I just opened my mail from November and saw that, hey, my plan went away. Can you still help me? Yeah, I'm still getting those calls.
And we've been talking about that in recent weeks. A lot of people had to go out and find new plans.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an answer to everything. And the answer I give you right now, when you're questioning anything when it comes to Medicare, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. We're going to run the seminars one more time. But what do you see in the future? Because you've been in this business from one side of actually working for a carrier to what you do now. And you're young, so you're going to be at it for a long time to come. What do you see the future?
You know, I think, you know, with the massive amount of service error reductions, you know, and again, I can't predict the future. I'll have a crystal ball, but I think that's going to, you know, with how much that shifted the market this year and, you know, how many people had to move plans and things needed to change. I do think we're going to see not like a mass exodus of plans next year like we saw this year, but I think we're going to see more changes than we've seen in past years. You know, that's just my educated guess. Next annual enrollment period, we might be seeing some more changes just, you know, with some of the feedback that we're getting from the carriers, and they pulled some plans. And, you know, if cost analysis doesn't go where they need it to go, they might be changing some benefits as well next year.
Listen, only thing you're guaranteed in life, it's going to change. But mm-hmm. the one thing that will be there for you every generation, every enrollment period, is MediConnect, the inside connection. All right, if you'd like to meet him in person, these are the upcoming dates and locations for that next group of seminars, which are coming back.
All right, so we'll be January 13th, 6 p.m. at the Cranberry Public Library in Cranberry Township. January 20th, 6 p.m. at Monroeville Holiday Inn and Suites on Monroeville Boulevard. And January 27th, 6 p.m. Upper St. Clair Community and Rec Center. Also, don't forget to go to MediConnectInsurance.com. We have the virtual seminars available on those as well.
Webinar.
And we'll be adding more seminars into the new year.
All right. Now, listen, how you can reserve your space. They are free, but you have to reserve your space. 888-818-6334. You can call that number until noon today or throughout the business week. 888-818-6334. Or if you want to do it just to click away with your mouse online, go to MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. Free seminars, but you have to reserve your space. You, Jeff, your family, happy holidays. Get the most out of it.
You as well, Rob.
All right, Lauren Uran, good stuff. All right, short break. We're coming back. We're not done yet. True Value Home Improvement Show, minutes away.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.